For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. It seems like every summer at Western Michigan University, construction takes over campus. One of the biggest projects this season is one of the campus's largest natural features, the Valley Pond. WMUK's Christine Lena reports.
Throughout the summer, the 10.5 acres of the Valley Pond on Western's campus have undergone major renovations. The pond itself is being extensively cleaned with improvements to its stormwater management system. There are also changes on the land surrounding the pond. For years, invasive and other non-native plants have moved into the area. Project manager Christopher Pisek says they need to be removed and replaced.
What they call invasive species, which are kind of like the weedy things that come in and can actually choke out a lot of nicer native plants that are more attractive. So we've worked with landscape services to identify what things are really the high quality varieties and which are the weedy invasive things. And then we've been working to remove those within the project. And that'll continue after. Landscape services will keep working on that for years because it takes a while to really develop that.
Pisek says these native plants will make the entire pond a much healthier environment for wildlife. And he says the well-known swans that live at the pond will be coming back to a much nicer home.
All the plantings are going to enhance what's around there now, the native Michigan plantings. Really, it's kind of a buffer for wildlife as well, for enjoyment of people on campus. So we've got swans down there, which have been temporarily relocated to Parkview campus, who are going to come back at the completion of construction. So people may be wondering where the swans went, but relocated the swans, but also there were turtles that we looked at. And we did hydraulic dredging, which is kind of like a big vacuum cleaner, which was less disruptive to the aquatic wildlife in the pond. So I think that was a real plus as well, as opposed to bringing bulldozers in and doing something more disruptive.
Over 50 years of runoff from the Valley residence halls and parking lots has collected in the pond. According to Peter Strasdis, the university's associate vice president of facilities management, he describes the dredging process like vacuuming the floor of the pond.
And so using a large vacuum, we vacuum the bottom of this pond and we push that off to the end over here, which you've seen these large sacks, and those are kind of like cheesecloth. So you put all this stuff to make cheese, you keep squeezing it, and you're squeezing the liquid out, and obviously what's left is a lot of solids. So in the process of taking the combination liquid and solids through the vacuum into these very large semi-porous sacks, that the water was kind of oozing out of the sack, but the solids were left in there.
Pisek says all of the wildlife has been protected throughout the construction.
The plan is to improve the water quality as a result. The project involves stormwater management, bioswales, where stormwater outfalls discharge from parking lots and buildings into the pond, so that it'll be filtered through natural detention areas with native plants and soils. And it's going to be, I think, really enhance the look and the feel of the project, the area around the pond, which is really kind of the front door to the new dining hall as well.
Strasdis says the project has involved a lot of different people.
We've had lots of professionals be involved. We've asked students to be involved. We've asked faculty to be involved with this project. So it's kind of cool that everyone has had their say on this, and we took the best ideas relative to a more sustainable environment, an environment that will look nicer. And so not only we feel good about doing the right thing sustainably around the pond and in the pond, but standing on that second floor on the dining unit, looking out that window and looking at that pond and saying, wow.
Strasdis says renovations at the Valley Pond will not only mean cleaner water and a more attractive landscape. He says it will also improve the lives of the plants and animals that live there. For WMUK, I'm Christine Lena.